We did a We Are the World type of song, which was This Is Not Us, which featured 8 of the 10 most popular pop stars in Pakistan singing. Not only did we top the charts, we got free airplay because of the video, and we actually managed to get a lot more awareness raised as a result of that than we would have if we'd just done the public service announcements.
So what exactly is the sense in raising awareness of violent extremism? Where does that leave you?
I think the first thing is that a society has to acknowledge that there's a problem. And we then took the song one step further and decided that the awareness that we'd raised would turn into a movement. So what we did was to hold a petition where more than 68.2 million people signed on in 1 month, saying that they condemned terrorism and that they were going to take the initiative and make sure that nobody in their family was involved in terrorism. What we decided to do was to put the onus onto the people to actually police themselves, police their communities, police their families, and to what to look out for as the problem signs and what to do about it. I think that's what raising awareness is all about, is first to try and get them to acknowledge that there's a problem and then to get rid of this apathy that existed, particularly in Pakistan.
It's hard to believe that people were not already committed to the idea of resisting extremism, particularly among their own family members.
I think that it was always somebody else's problem. There was this attitude that it's either the Indians are behind it, the CIA is behind it, or Mossad is behind it, the usual culprits. What they didn't acknowledge was the fact that the people who were strapping on these bombs and going and blowing themselves up were Pakistanis from amongst themselves. So I think that was what we were trying to counter. That's what we were trying to get people to be aware of, was that, look, this is a Pakistani problem, and only Pakistanis can have to deal with it. Nobody else is going to come from outside to help us sort it out. We have to do it ourselves.
So you got 68 million signatures, which is, what, a third of the population?
Third of the population.
And did they represent a particular group or demographic or an area of the country more than other areas?
Would you believe that we got more people in the north signing
which is
where the big problem is. So those people who were more directly affected by terrorism were more keen to sign it. In fact, in shopping malls in Karachi where we had stalls, people just walked past us. I mean, the affluent people, you know, just refused to sign. They just didn't want to be part of this. Yet those who were more directly affected by it were much more willing to be involved and wanted to do something about it.